You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Yeah, that's it. That's enough, Tony. The arc's at too much of an angle.
It'll be fine, Pat.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course, once we lash it on.
It's certainly in a bad way.
Yes, it's taken a hammering.
The panel's coming away from the frame.
I'll have to patch a new one in. Have you got the cord?
As if we didn't have enough on.
If Jazza had been on time, it'd be in the workshop by now.
I'm doing my best.
No, I'm not blaming you. He said quarter two.
We're lucky he agreed at all.
I know. It's not his fault. We all know who's really to blame.
And it's not just fixing an arc. The pigs shouldn't still be in here.
Yeah, Tom was going to move them as soon as he got back.
It's just a mud bath.
They should be in Ashmead.
They'd be far better off there.
First job back from honeymoon, he said.
Oh, P.C. Burns called again, did I say?
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
So he knows. We'll have to get them moved before Friday.
I suppose so.
We've got to, Tony. We can't show the inspector a sea of mud and no forage.
That's what's so infuriating. When Tom texted, I thought at
so
last...
So did I.
Never mind anything else. Well, let's at least shape up for the inspection and get that out of the way.
Perhaps he'll be back before then.
I don't know, Pat.
Normally, he'd be working flat out before an inspection.
Are you happy to walk the ark to the workshop?
Yeah.
You'll have to support it through the gates.
That's fine.
And that'll be the rest of my afternoon gone. I wanted to start off some more chilies and peppers.
I'm still tracking down the first invoices from Jimmy Drayton before we got properly organised to buy in milk.
Oh, at last!
Oh, well, can I get off then?
Oh, it'd still be useful having another pair of hands across the yard.
Beat me to it, eh?
I thought we said quarter two.
Ah, cheers!
It's all right, Jazza.
I hammered through lunch at the Bull to get here.
It's very good of you.
I thought you might be a wee bit grateful. Me getting up yet another afternoon to do Tom's work for
him. Sorry, Jazza, we do appreciate it.
I tell you, if you'd been any more peach cobbler gone, you'd have been waiting still.
How long has it been, Dad?
Well, I was up here about 10.
What was she like then?
Same as now, more or less. Foot and the bag showing.
Can I take a look?
That's why I've been coming back.
Well, that's over 3 hours.
Well, usually the hinds are no trouble, but she's not having an easy time.
Oh, Dad, these are so out of focus.
Be grateful for young eyes.
Oh, got her.
You didn't have to come up with me, Alice.
I wanted to. Poor thing.
Did your mother put you up to it?
Well, you know me. Any excuse to drive the Land Rover.
Look, it's only a slight twinge in my leg. I had to manage perfectly well on my own.
She said you were limping again.
Well, it comes and goes. Basically, I'm much better. Mm. Look, can I?
Why not let Adam see to the hind?
Because he was working all last night, and he'll be working again tonight.
Going back over the maize bed?
Yeah, he'll be out again tomorrow night, so even I think he deserves a couple of hours off.
Oh, well, I'd assumed he'd only come out to escape the chaos.
Well, our kitchen, window crackers over.
They're making good progress.
Well, to be fair, Buddy and the two Steves aren't quite as hopeless as I'd expected.
Mum says they're very efficient.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Oh, is she getting up again?
Yes.
Is that good?
Let's see. No, it isn't. No, she started grazing. She's giving up on the birth. Come on, she needs help.
Got space outside, Pat?
Plenty.
Down. That's it. Back up. No, back up.
Will it be all right here?
It'll be fine.
Bringing it in was more awkward than I thought.
I'm right, though, ain't I?
What?
It's the Magnificent Seven-Hour again with Jolene as Chris.
Oh.
Better her than Hugh Brenner.
Very flattering.
Rounding up the old gang. Charles Bronson, Steve McQueen.
What's this?
Jolene's trying to reunite her old group for the Lower Loxley Festival.
Charles Bronson and Steve McQueen?
The Midnight Walkers.
No, actually, Seven. Oh, magnificent. But you get the picture.
It's not all going to be country and western, is it?
Nah, just part of the mix.
I can't see many people coming for the Walkers.
Oh, they weren't a bad little band. Good luck to her.
She says it's going to be a real hunt run.
I can imagine. It must be years since they played.
Yeah, it must be. Look, I should get back to the office.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, love.
I'll sort out something for tea later.
Yeah, don't worry.
Brad Dexter's the one everybody forgets.
Brad Dexter?
Please, Harry Luck. Quits, comes back to save Chris and gets shot.
Oh, yes.
That's always in the quizzes. Oh, well, suppose I better make a start drawing the arcs, eh?
Oh, Jazza, before you go, any chance of a few more hours this week?
Doing what?
Moving the pigs into Ashmead.
Oh, that's what Tom was banging on about before he done a runner.
Well, not sure. He'll be back in time to do it himself, so...
The whole herd?
Yes, before Friday.
That's more than a few hours, Tony. That's a job and a half.
It's got to happen before the organic inspection.
I'm sorry, but you have to count me out.
I don't mean by yourself.
I can't do any here.
Not even half a day?
No, really. Apart from the usual, me and Ed have got to be out in Matcham this week.
Oh, yes. Your sheep shearing.
We flock of Cotswolds. The guy keeps them mainly as a hobby. We can't let him down.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. We can't keep asking you to cover for Tom. But no, don't worry. Pat and I'll manage somehow.
Now, you sure you don't mind?
No. It makes sense.
Well, it does rather.
My hands were a lot smaller than yours. Well, she's trying to see what's happening.
Well, the quicker we are, the less chance of hurting herself in the crash.
Okay. Right, I'm ready.
Right, let me get out of the way.
And you think it's...
Most probably the foreleg tucked back. There's only one foot showing.
Let's see. Sorry about this, girl.
Steady.
All right, I've got the shoulder.
Good. Now, Alice, just follow it down.
Okay. Here's the leg. Yeah, you're right. It's twisted back.
Right, well, now, can you bring it forward?
Well, I don't want to hurt her.
Well, you won't. I mean, you're saving an awful lot of pain.
All right. I think that's... Ah, I got it.
Oh, well done. Now, just pull it forward. That's right. Go on.
Shh. That's it.
Right. Now pull on both legs. Gently.
Like this?
Yeah, not too much. That should do the trick. The calf's starting to come clear, look.
Can I let go yet?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do we do now?
Yeah, we keep our fingers crossed.
She's straining?
Yes, because it's starting to come out.
Oh, that was so cool.
Oh, you handle it beautifully, darling.
Well, I'm only following instructions.
Definitely on its way.
Well, I should hope so after all that.
Right, well, get washed if you want.
Well, if my services are no longer required.
Well, once it's out, we'll have to pen them up for a while.
Well, can't they go straight onto pasture?
No, not till we know Mother won't abandon it.
Well, will she do that?
After a difficult birth, yeah. Might even start kicking it.
Oh, not this little beauty.
You'd be surprised. And it won't be the only difficult birth this year.
No?
No, because it's such a mild winter. Lush grass often means too much weight and nothing moves smoothly.
Oh, she nearly finished.
Oh, yes, perfectly straightforward now.
Well, you know who to come to if you need any more help.
You were invaluable walking her in. I'd have struggled on my own.
You will rest your leg more. You should, Dad.
Anyway, I'd say come back for a cup of tea and a piece of cake as a thank you.
Oh, it's all right.
But making tea's a military operation these days.
Yeah, I know.
As for homemade cake, nothing but a distant dream.
Oh, look at the little one kick.
Oh, well done.
Oh.
She's out.
Now that's better than tea.
Have you got a minute?
No.
I'm stuck without someone to hold the panel in place.
It's not a good time to ask, Tony. Oh,
still can't find Jimmy's invoices.
It's not those. I'm missing 3 months of fruit.
Oh, no.
July to August. That's not it.
Everything you use for the yoghurt.
And I can show where we got the strawberries, but not the blueberries and not the raspberries.
Look, this'll only take a minute.
Can't Jazza do it?
He's still strawing down.
Well, when I've gone through the file...
I don't know how long we can keep this up, Pat.
I'll forget where I'm up to if I stop now.
I mean, doing two jobs at once, Tom's and our own.
Oh.
We need him here.
You're not going to ring again.
Why not?
Oh, please don't.
Oh, Pat.
I know, it's frustrating.
It's a lot more than that.
But he does know what's happening. We've left enough messages.
Which he can't be bothered to answer.
Look, I'm not defending him, Tony, but I'm not sure that piling on the pressure helps either.
What about the pressure on us?
The more we worry him, the more chance he won't come back.
Oh.
That's what got us into this mess in the first place. Tom feeling he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Okay. I've run out of things to say on voicemail anyway.
Thanks.
Perhaps we're better ruling him out of the equation altogether this week.
We probably have to.
We'll just have to get everything ready ourselves.
I've been chasing Helen to check her admin. Have you looked at any of Tom's?
No.
Oh, me neither. There's so much of it.
I know.
His own pigs, the meat he's buying in, feed, veterinary records, movement records.
I wish he'd thought about all this before disappearing.
We'll have to do it, Tony.
We've got enough to do just keeping his business going. We shouldn't have to take on all the admin for an inspection as well.
No, we shouldn't.
Oh, look, don't worry, love.
I can't help it.
We've been through plenty of inspections before. And yes, it's different this time.
There's so much riding on it. He's got to be able to pick up where he left off when he comes back. We can't face him with a raft of problems to solve.
Well, we'll make time to go through all his paperwork carefully and logically. We'll be fine.
Will we?
Yes, of course. Oh, come on, love. We've survived worse. We'll get through this somehow.
That's right. It's butter.
I've been thinking, Eddie.
Keep licking your belly while I clip your claws.
What about having her in the photo?
Adele?
Yeah, well, why not? Along with the grandchildren. Ollie's going to be in it.
Is she?
George insists.
Even so, Dad.
That's right, we're talking about you. Why not?
It's meant to be all the young ones, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
The new generation of Grundies. And Adele had kits last year.
Well, she's still the youngest in this house.
Yeah, all the same. See what Nick and Emma say when they bring the kids in.
Ah, well, they're coming straight out of school tomorrow to take the picky.
Oh, you'll have to be quick before Clary gets home.
Oh, we will be. Then William's getting it printed and free.
As long as it's ready for Thursday.
Well, he knows that.
Going to be a highlight of the party, giving it to her.
You're doing Clary proud this year.
Only what she deserves.
Fancy dress party, a meal tonight.
Yay, what are you making a fuss for? We're almost done.
It won't be cheap.
I don't care about the cost. I want Clary to have a birthday to remember.
And then you'd better get off, Clary.
You sure?
Yes.
We ain't put the Underwoods order aside yet.
No, oh, I'll do that.
I don't mind, Pat. There's only a few trays to pull out.
You need time to get ready.
Won't take me long.
You've got to look your best. It's a very special occasion. You know what you're wearing?
The blue mid-calf dress I got for Christmas, I suppose.
Oh, that's nice.
Eddie likes it.
Well, I hope you both have a great time.
Thanks. How about you? You going to take it easy this evening?
Probably not. Oh, it'll be a lot easier after Friday.
Yeah, I suppose so, but you could do with a break now. You've been going non-stop all day.
I've promised myself I'll finish the dairy admin tonight. Clear the decks so we can start on Tom's. There's just so much of it.
No more idea when he'll be back?
No. We haven't heard a thing since last week.
Oh.
But you can't force these things.
Trouble is, when your boy goes off, you can't think of nothing else.
No.
He'll come back, Pat. when he's ready.
Make a good scar, she would.
I thought you were taking her out again.
Yeah, but me shoulders round me neck. Think you're a scarf, don't you, Adele?
Oh, she wants to be back in her cage.
You're going to wear that mirror out, Eddie.
Oh, Clary will be home soon.
Ah, one more minute, eh?
Any road, she'll have to find a new bass player.
Jolene.
She got in touch with Nubby. Things have changed a bit since he came to their wedding. Turns out he's born again. Don't hold with the devil's music no more. But at least she's got the drummer's number off him.
You want to get on the table, do you? What are you combing your hair like that for?
Seeing what it looks like.
You didn't start the bald patch.
No.
I say Oliver Sterling used to brush his over, and he didn't fool no one.
I'm trying things out for the party.
You'd have been better off wearing a tea cosy.
You made your mind up yet?
Yeah. Well, I'm still torn.
Clint Eastwood?
Or Marlon Brando.
What's that like?
Cowboy costumes easier, but I reckon there's more of the Brando about me.
Hey, quick, Adele.
Oh, yeah.
Evening, love.
Eddie, what are you doing to your hair?
Up you come.
Getting ready for tonight.
You ain't going out like that.
No, I'll brush it properly when I've changed.
Oh, what's she doing in here again?
Oh, them's lovely flowers, Clary.
Oh, yes. Susan gave me the anemones. Pat gave me some nice smellies.
Oh, that's nice. I'll put them in some water while you get ready.
Oh, I've time for a drink, and I'm parched.
Yeah, well, why not pop the kettle on while you're fixing tea?
Dad, me and Clary are going out for a meal.
I meant my tea.
Oh, well, what do you fancy, Joe?
Never mind that. He can cook something himself for once.
Eh?
There's no trouble.
It's your birthday. Give me the flowers. I'll make you a cup of tea. You're not touching the kitchen today.
But
I mean it.
Is that all right, Joe?
Dad?
Yeah, well, of course it is, Clary, love.
Well, I wouldn't mind a quick shower.
Yeah, well, let's see. You go and make yourself presentable. Though I don't remember the Godfather ever having to fix his own baked beans.
What the... Hello?
Hi.
Is there a problem, Charlie?
No. Not at all. I was on my way back from Pennyhasset. I saw the headlights in the field.
I'm doing what you said.
I know, Adam.
Making a finer tilth. It's my third night going back over.
And the seed bed's in much better shape.
Is it?
Yeah. I had a quick look before I flagged you down. You're doing a good job.
Oh. Thanks. Well, if that's all you want.
Well, any objection to me joining you for a few minutes?
No, I guess not.
Just once up and down. While you work the next land. I'd like to see how the cultivator's handling.
Oh, the beef was good.
You certainly snaffled it down fast enough.
We'll have to come back another time.
At these prices?
Oh, forget the money.
No, this is a once-in-a-blue-moon treat.
I don't see why. You fit right in here. Best-looking woman in the whole place.
Eddie.
I mean it. There's not one I'd look at twice next to you.
Well, it was nice of you to bring me.
We ain't finished yet. First of all, a little more wine, madame?
Oh, no.
Oh, go on.
No, I can't.
Why not? You said you liked it.
It's very nice, but I want a clear head for tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry about that now.
No, I have to. I'll be on my own in the dairy most of the day.
Why not go in half an hour late, so you can unwind properly?
I can't. Pat and Tony are running themselves ragged with Tom away. I can't let them down.
Oh, well, mustn't let it go to waste.
Yeah, that's right. You finish it off.
You're going to have a proper dessert, though.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get the menus back. But I know they do creme brulee. That's one of your favourites.
The PTO refs.
Yeah?
They on a preset?
No.
You've kept them around 1,000 the whole way up.
Well, it's not difficult.
You're good at this, aren't you?
Second nature these days.
John spoke highly of you the other day.
John?
John Fletcher. Keeps wicket for Penny Hassett.
Oh, yes.
That's who I was having a drink with.
Okay.
He says you're a tough competitor, but always good for a pint afterwards.
Well, we've only spoken a couple of times. He seems a nice guy.
He's got an uncle or a great-uncle in Ambridge.
That's right. Derek. I didn't know you had contacts in the local cricket scene.
There's a lot you don't know about me, Adam.
If you're interested, we've got a single wicket competition coming up next month.
Yeah?
Now, we're always looking for new players, though they can be funny about who's eligible.
It's not an issue. Haven't played since school, so I'm ducking out.
You'll be welcome to come along and watch.
Maybe, but I never plan my downtime too far ahead.
Fair enough.
I've got so much other stuff going on. Talking of which.
But you want dropping off?
Yeah. We're near the car again.
Uh-huh.
But listen, thanks. This has been useful.
I ain't got room.
For a liqueur?
No. The meal was just perfect.
Oh, right.
You have a brandy, though.
No, I don't want to drink on my own.
Oh, well, give me a few minutes.
That's more like it.
Well, I'm not saying I will, but we'll see.
You have enjoyed coming out, haven't you?
Of course I have. It's been smashing, Eddie.
Yeah?
Yes.
Only, I can usually tell when you're enjoying yourself, Clary. And that's not who I've been with tonight.
Oh, I've not been a wet blanket, have I?
No. Was it me nattering away, showing you up?
No, you haven't. No. All it is...
What?
Well, I feel such a fraud.
Aye?
All they lovely cards and presents this morning. Pat, Susan, Tony, all being so nice at work.
It's a special occasion. You're 60.
That's just it. I'm 60. And I don't mind being 60. Knowing I've lived most of my life, and what have I actually done with it?
Plenty.
No.
Yes, you have.
Not really. It's been one rickety job after another. Barmaid, cleaner, selling awful underwear I didn't get paid for.
You've got a good job now.
Oh, I'm glad to be in the dairy. Pat didn't have to take me back after.
Too good a worker to lose.
And steady, I suppose. But it ain't what I dreamed of when I was starting out. Back in the 70s, I had everything ahead of me.
We all had different dreams then.
If I'd known I was going to spend every day up to my elbows in yoghurt or pork scratchings when I was 60, well, I'd have been disappointed.
Oh, you've done a lot more than that. Made a home, held us all together.
What kind of a home, though? It ain't even our own.
So what?
We couldn't offer Edward and Emma anywhere to stay, could we?
Oh.
Not like Susan and Neil.
God, the boys think the world of you, Clary. So do Nick and Emma.
No, I'm not saying I've been a bad mother.
Don't be ridiculous.
But if I'd had more about me... maybe their lives would have been easier.
Oh, I wish you'd had a liqueur. I don't know what's got into you.
I'm only stating the facts.
I don't think so.
I suppose I haven't led a bad life.
Of course you haven't.
It's just... when I look back... well, it's not one that deserves making much of a fuss about, is it?
Nothing by the time I left, Elizabeth. I've been in such a hurry, I haven't checked my messages since.
Oh, that's why I came out. I thought it'd be Tom, not you, delivering.
We're still having to cover for him.
Must be such a push for you and Tony.
It is. In fact, I should have been at Organics a little while ago.
Can't you get someone in, Pat, from an agency?
We hope that won't be necessary.
No.
But it means we're really up against the clock now,
so... Good news! We've got what we wanted.
Oh, Roy.
Oh, hi, Pat.
You haven't heard from Tom again, have you?
No. Sorry.
Oh, well. Well, I'll get on.
Thanks for the delivery.
Yeah, bye.
See you.
What's the good news?
Apologies.
Morning, Rob.
I know I'm a few minutes late.
Almost 15.
Sorry, Charlie.
That's why I'm not in your office.
Ulrich said you were here.
Yeah, looking at the stock seemed less of a waste of time.
Yeah, it's been one of those mornings, I'm afraid. I was caught behind a tractor.
For 15 minutes?
Well, that just capped off a rotten journey.
Oh, what else went wrong?
There was a silly little hitch getting my steps onto nursery. You don't want to know the details.
Actually, I do.
Oh. Well, the long and short of it is... I thought my partner was taking him in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently she said yesterday she was going in early to start a stock take. I've told you she runs a Whole Food shop. I don't remember her saying that, but she says she did. So this morning we tried Sarah first. That's a friend with a daughter at the same nursery, but they were out. So, well, to cut a long story short, I had to take Henry myself and got stuck behind a tractor afterwards for my troubles.
Is this going to happen a lot, Rob?
No, not at all. It's a one-off.
Oh, he won't be going to nursery again?
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll work out a better arrangement.
Good.
Yeah, it's just my partner's going through a few family problems.
Well, the whole world seems to have problems at the moment. The yield figures, for example.
Yes.
But why don't we go into the office? See if we can work out what's gone wrong with them.
She was so quiet, I did wonder if she'd overdone it.
Clary? After all, a 60th birthday, you're entitled to cut loose.
Oh, good, that's the garlic.
Mum, she said she only had one glass. It was odd, really. She seemed very low-key about the whole meal.
Anything left in the van, Mum?
Not for you, no.
Where are the carrots?
Well, I think this is the lot.
Well, you've brought one tray of Lollo Rosso too many and no finger carrots.
Did you ask for some?
Yes.
Your dad's usually very careful with an order.
You didn't check?
Helen, I'm chasing my own tail this morning.
I told Mrs. Rawson we'd have some today.
We'll bring them in tomorrow.
You're not coming back this afternoon?
No, I haven't got time.
Oh, she'll be in later. Oh.
I nearly ran off the road in Ambridge. I was in such a rush. I hit a rabbit or a hedgehog or something.
Can you put some of the lettuce out before you go?
No, I can't, Helen.
It'd be real help, Mum. I'm dreadfully stretched on my own.
I should have been at Underwoods 20 minutes ago.
Kirsty. Gosh. What a tan. I nearly didn't...
I've come to collect a few things.
How are you? Are you all right?
I've left some bits and pieces in the office. And I believe I'm due some overtime.
Mum? They'll be wondering what's happened at Underwoods.
Oh, yes. Goodbye then, Kirsty.
It's so good to
see you. Can I just go through?
I'm reading that correctly, aren't I?
Yes.
And it's the same again in February?
Yes, that's right.
A 4% gap between target and margin achieved.
We lost a couple of the milking team. It took their replacements a few days to get up to speed.
I see.
It's extraordinary how sensitive stock is to change.
So in March, yields should have recovered.
Which they did.
Though the margin over feed cost didn't.
Ah, yeah, well, I'm afraid Raff rather took his eye off the ball there.
Oh, it's Raff's fault?
No, that's not fair of me. It's, he had a back problem, went to the doctor, had a couple of days off.
And that pushed up feed costs?
Indirectly.
Oh?
Normally we fine-tune the order each quarter. This time we didn't quite get the balance right. Paid a little too much for soy.
And that was his responsibility?
Well, normally he gives a shout if prices are volatile.
Well, but he was away that day.
You're right. I should have been onto it quicker.
But you weren't. So we still had a shortfall.
Yes, but again, a one-off.
And Ruff's back doesn't hurt anymore.
Well, the treatment seems to be going well.
Good.
I admit it shouldn't have happened. It was something of a wake-up call.
Mm. It must be frustrating for you to feel you're not quite getting there.
Oh.
Having a team you can't rely on.
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Well, staff leaving at short notice. Assistants taking time off with bad backs.
There's bound to be the odd glitch in an operation this big.
Well, yes. If you don't have the right people working for you.
I think we've got a pretty good team here.
I'm not going to argue, Rob. You know them better than I do.
Yes, that's right.
They're your responsibility, just as it's my responsibility to make sure I've got managers who can handle glitches, who set up systems that are a little more robust than we seem to have at the moment.
I think we're doing okay, generally.
The numbers don't back you up.
I agree it's been a disappointing 3 months.
Yes, it has.
Circumstances seem to conspire, but we're pulling through.
There's no cause for alarm yet. I'm sure someone with your skills and experience, someone so well rewarded, will soon put things right.
Don't worry. We'll be back on track in no time.
Well, I hope so. Any more figures like these will soon set alarm bells ringing. Perhaps it's time to start upping your game, Rob.
Can I help?
I'm looking for a pen my gran gave me.
Right. How did you get on?
In Costa Rica. How did I get on?
Well, yes, I know it must have been strange and very difficult. I just wondered if... It's lucky Rachel was able to go.
She's that kind of friend.
You know Tom's not around. He's gone away for a while.
I must have left it somewhere else.
I don't know if that makes it any easier. He won't be dropping in if you want to stay for a chat.
It sounds like you've got a customer waiting.
Well, eventually she managed to get hold of him.
The drummer?
Yeah, only he isn't available anymore.
Oh, do you want me to squeeze in a little?
No, I should be okay if you don't mind me reaching over.
Oh, thanks.
What a shame after all that trouble finding him.
That's it. Yeah, no, turns out he joined a Danish thrash metal band last year.
Goodness.
So she's looking for a replacement. She's determined the Walkers are going to play here.
Oh, it's a pity about the Borsetshire office supplies, though.
Oh, isn't it? Can I pinch an envelope?
Go ahead.
I'll tell. I promised Lily this.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, stuff about English Wine Week for her form tutor.
Oh, Mrs. Lee seems genuinely interested.
Well, let's hope she comes along to one of our wine tastings next week.
Yes. Anna, they won't budge.
Who?
The stationery people.
No. It was then or nothing for their conference. Mm. Yeah, they got an American investor coming over and can't make any other date.
They were starting to become regulars.
Yeah, well, I know it's a loss, but compared to what we'll make from the festival...
Yeah, that was good news.
Well, the council giving us a thumbs up.
You did well, reworking the management plan so quickly.
Well, I'm just relieved they said yes.
It would have been embarrassing going back to Shelley if they hadn't.
Oh, yeah.
Though I do think you jumped the gun there.
What, asking her to curate the food area?
What if the council hadn't accepted the resubmission?
It was the only way to get her. She needs so much notice.
What? It was still taking quite a chance.
I've got to admit, I've been keeping my fingers crossed.
Miss Brazil isn't known for her patience if things don't work out.
Well, we got away with it. Can you give this to Lily?
Yes, thanks.
Now, back out to the rare breeds. Reg isn't happy with the signage.
Well, I'm still very worried about Shelley. Oh,
don't be. Her PA says that once she promises something, she does it.
But we may not have very much for her to do.
Well, there'd be plenty of food stalls.
Yeah, but any good ones? You know, all the traders we were banking on are off to Ramsbury. Oh,
dude, I could kick myself for that.
I'm half tempted to do it for you.
I'm sorry.
I thought after all your research you'd have noticed.
I should have done. But it's the first time there's ever been a Ramsbury fair.
Yeah, and they've certainly taken the pick of the crop.
Yeah, I'm afraid they have.
The Henlow hog roast, that wonderful chap who does the tagine, the Thai noodle stall.
Well, we may have to scale down what we're doing a little.
Shelley'll love that. And it was the food side that got me interested in the first place.
Yep, you'll like the music as well. I mean, Marcus is working really hard, lining up some great bands.
Yeah, as long as none of them are Danish thrash metal.
Look, I understand why you're worried. But once we've been to Greenbury Field and you've seen what a proper festival's like...
Mm.
No, it's just such a great atmosphere there. The music, the entertainers, and walking back to the campsite under the stars.
Campsite?
Yeah, I told you. It's a two-dayer and it goes on so late.
Roy, it's bad enough losing our best food stalls to Ramsbury. But are you seriously expecting me to sleep under canvas? Please, get a grip. 45.
You only owe me 43.50.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Oh, right.
And that's a straight.
How about turning the sign so we can have a cup of tea and a proper chat?
No, thanks.
We're not busy.
I've got what I came for.
But all right. Well, all I was going to say, take as much time as you need.
What?
Don't come back until you're ready.
Come back here?
It doesn't matter how long it takes.
Are you out of your mind?
Kirsty?
Stick your job, Helen. This is the last time I'm ever going to be in this shop.
Don't say that. I know you're upset.
I'm not upset. I'm insulted. You could even think I'd come back.
You mustn't let what happened with Tom destroy our friendship. I know what you said on the day, but... Well, I hope you've had a chance to think things over since then.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Kirsty, you're my best friend.
Best friend? What the hell do you know about friendship? For your information, real friends protect you. They don't let you humiliate yourself in front of your family and friends when the best day of your life becomes the worst. And you let that happen.
I thought he was fine. I didn't know what to do for the best.
A real friend would have. Maybe you want to think about that, Helen, before you inflict your friendship on anyone else.
In you go.
Brought them down for the lorry.
Yeah, it'll be here soon.
Nice little lambs.
They haven't done badly.
Oh, Ruth, before I head off to the parlour...
Stan Tig.
We're all right for tomorrow night, ain't we?
As far as I know, Eddie.
No, at least the music's sorted.
That's Ed and Jezza.
They made some compilations and Fat Paul's bringing his decks and vinyl.
Much more authentic.
Everyone's going great guns with the buffet.
Jill's amazing Nick and Emma with her fondue skills.
Cheese footballs are the latest thing. And Emma's doing ham on crackers with gherkins.
Oh.
Dad asked for that. We've got salmon fish cakes, trifle, any number of dips, and more cheese and pineapple chunks than you can shake a cocktail stick at.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Oh, I hope so. I really want to give Clary a boost.
She'll love it.
You and David made your minds up yet? What you're wearing?
Well, I'm digging my old leather jacket out, going for the Susie Quattro look.
Oh, excellent.
And David's doing the full Mark Bolan.
Wig and glitter.
Oh, yeah. And mile-wide satin flares.
Oh, top man. That'll wind Josh and Ben up nicely.
They're begging him not to. And what about you?
Oh, well, that's still a work in progress.
Ruth. Oh, hello, Eddie.
Afternoon, Jill.
I don't suppose either of you's got a moment. Guess what I found in the greenhouse?
I really appreciate this, Alice.
Oh, no, don't be silly.
I don't think I could do this on my own.
Well, you shouldn't have to. It must be awful coming back to the house.
Had to be done sometime. You can't just leave everything.
You've got a stack of letters.
Probably all his.
Do you want me to...
Please.
Some of it's for you, Kirsty.
Let's see. Him. Double glazing. Oh, bank statement. Better hang on to that. Him. Half price pizza. It's all rubbish.
Oh, no. Hold on. That's handwritten. It's to you.
It's still rubbish.
Good job we left Tig in the yard.
Isn't it?
Has he seen hedgehogs before?
Not baby ones.
The hoglets ain't that young. Their eyes are open and their spines are showing.
That wouldn't have stopped him nosing around.
It's quite an early litter. Must be the warm spring.
I didn't see them at first.
Well, no wonder Tuck behind the seed trays.
I was checking whether the basil and parsley were ready to plant out yet.
Jill's rescuing our herb garden.
I wouldn't have noticed if the trowel hadn't slipped down.
Four, five. Yeah, all quite lively.
Hope I didn't drive the mother off.
Maybe we should get out and leave them to it.
No, I reckon she's long gone.
Do you think so?
Well, they're edgy. There's flies about. Probably abandoned them a while back.
Oh, what a pity. What can we do?
Surely that's obvious, Ruth. There's only one thing we can do.
Peppermint tea bags? Pudding rice?
Oh, you had some.
Came in this morning, Gran.
I'll make some tomorrow.
Figs? A small sliced wholemeal? Oh, and a packet of almond biscuits.
Helen, I didn't ask for those. I was being good.
They're a present.
Oh, honestly, all my best intentions go for nothing again.
Well, I thought you might like a little treat.
Put a few on the plate now. We'll have them with our cup of tea.
Oh, okay.
It's very kind of you.
Not at all.
Though I wasn't expecting you to drop my order off till later.
I closed up an hour early.
Were you very quiet?
It's not that. I've been in since six.
Oh, good heavens.
Finishing my stock take.
Come and sit down.
I didn't have a break once the shop opened.
You must be exhausted.
Pretty tired. What's the trouble with being on my own there?
Oh, yes. You were expecting Kirsty back this week.
Actually, she called in yesterday.
Did she?
To give her notice.
Oh.
Which was a shame.
It is. Though I can understand it. How is the poor girl?
Oh.
Ah, I see.
She didn't say much. Just collected a few things and left.
It must be so difficult for her.
Yes. Oh, it was so awkward, Gran. She's really angry with me.
I imagine she's angry with all of us.
I've never seen her like that before. Shall I pour?
Please. So, you haven't just lost a good worker. You've lost a friend.
Yes. It's felt very strange all week.
Oh, thank you.
Being in there on my own. Oh, I haven't even started getting ready for Friday.
Oh, what's that?
The organic inspection.
Oh, yes. Your father was telling me.
Got to make sure my records are in order.
Will it take long? What do you want, Ben?
Oh, it's finding the time to go over and run through it all.
No, you can't come up here. It's not your tea time.
Normally, I'd have everything ready long before the inspector comes.
And it's not something you can ask your parents to do, is it?
Oh, no.
I know they already have their hands full.
That's why I hated asking Mum to take Henry to nursery this morning.
Well, if you had to be in early...
It's just such a juggling act. Asking for even more help wouldn't go down well at all.
Okay, what about this? Bin bag.
Oh, are you sure? It's a lovely colour. Oh,
there's a hole in the sleeve.
Only a tiny one.
He helped me choose it. Bin bag.
Okay.
Half of what I'm taking will end up in a charity shop anyway.
Yeah?
I'm going to wear what I like in the future. Not what anyone else says.
Has he got a friend in Shrewsbury?
I don't know.
Well, that's the postmark.
Mind you, there's lots I don't know about him. Obviously never did. That's the problem.
You don't want to open it?
Nope.
It could be important, Kirsty.
Not to me.
He might want to explain.
Oh, he can stuff his explanation. Exactly where I asked you to put the letter. Bin bag.
Yeah, okay. You can get mad at me for this, but...
Oh, what are you doing?
Look, I'm not going to read it. You should.
Alice, I've told you.
You might regret it one day if you don't.
Look, I asked you to help me pack my bags, not become a life coach.
I'm just being a friend.
Are you?
Somewhere in Borth. Is that near Shrewsbury?
Wales.
Wales?
Oh, it's where they went for a holiday when he was young. Typical. He's gone back to being a kid.
Want to look?
No! There's nothing he can say I ever want to hear.
What if he wants to put things right?
Oh, don't be stupid, how can he?
My dear Kirsty, I'm so sorry for the terrible thing I've done.
Oh! I know what you're trying to do, Alice, and thanks for caring. But I don't. So that's where this belongs.
I promised Sarah I'd collect him at 5.
Then you can relax for another 5 minutes.
Well, okay. Just till I finish my tea.
Oh, no, you can get off, Ben, if you're going to start treading. And you don't feel it's worth getting someone in?
Well, eventually I'll have to replace Kirsty.
I mean in the short term. To tide you over till Anya comes back.
Oh, I've thought about it, but it could make more work than it saves.
Perhaps. If they don't catch on quickly.
Yeah, I think I'll just carry on as I am for a while.
Well, as long as you don't wear yourself out.
I won't. Well, if I have to close the shop early once or twice, I will do.
What a pity it's come to that.
Yeah.
The fact is, no matter what Tom was going through himself, he's left you all in a very difficult position.
I'm afraid he has.
Which is why I'm so pleased you've got Rob.
Oh, me too.
It's at times like this, you need someone solid you can rely on.
He's been wonderful, Gran.
I'm sure he has.
He had a meal waiting on the table for me last night.
Good.
And he's been taking Henry to nursery whenever he can.
They get on so well, don't they?
Well, actually, he's had to put his foot down at work about that.
Oh, why?
His new line manager grumbled yesterday because he was a few minutes late after dropping off Henry.
It's unusual to hear of a man being told off for that.
Well, Rob's more than happy to make up the lost time, but he says he made it very clear. Family responsibilities come first.
Good for him.
Though we agreed it's probably more tactful if he doesn't take Henry in for a day or two.
You found a real treasure there, Helen.
I know.
Make sure you hang on to him.
Kirsty? I deleted all the photos on my phone. Why keep any hard copies?
It's not just that.
Or any valentines? Or any of his silly little notes?
Yeah, the bin.
What?
It's turning black.
Oh, you can buy a new one. It's his rubbish that's going up. Oh, there's all the houses we looked at.
Wow. You're really going for it.
Where's the other bag?
Oh,
the one with his letter in.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that it?
Right.
Oh, careful, the sweatshirt.
Never mind. Too late.
It'll stink if that burns.
Oh, you're lucky I'm not chucking the wedding dresses in as well.
Oh, what do you want me to do with them?
Oh, whatever you like.
I can try selling them online.
Yeah, fine by me.
Okay, I'll do it as quickly as I can.
Whatever. As long as I never see the damn things again.
Oh, it smells disgusting.
This feels so good. It's the best thing I've done in ages, since it happened.
Yeah, I think that's enough for the moment.
Oh, there's not much more. Only the plans we roughed out for the reception. Oh. Shan't be needing them again.
Hello? Is anything the matter?
Yeah. Hi, Auntie Jill.
I was on my way to the shop when I saw the smoke. Oh, Kirsty.
Afternoon.
Is everything all right?
More than all right.
We're just tidying up a few things.
Getting rid of some awful rubbish.
I'm glad to see you. How are you? I'm so very sorry.
It's all right. You don't need to say anything, Jill.
Oh.
I don't want people feeling sorry for me. Because I don't feel sorry for myself.
Well, that's good.
I was a fool. I suffered for it. Serves me right. But I'm finished with Ambridge now.
Are you?
Oh, yes. That's why I'm burning the past. I'm leaving here. And never coming back.
We won't find anything definite about the road till the council meeting.
No, probably not.
So no use speculating till then?
Yeah.
All right.
This is it.
Oh, that's nice. Well,
well, you know, Mum's got enough photos of the rest of us, but she ain't got one of all the children together, so...
Yeah, she doesn't know about it.
Nope. Dad keeps adding extra little touches.
Okay.
Well, I'd have brought it sooner. Only I had to do a clear-up job on the green this afternoon.
Oh, what happened?
Well, someone had a bonfire at the back of number one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the bin must have tipped over, and there was ash in half the back gardens and out on the road.
Yeah, Mum told me. So, no more Kirsty as tenant.
Looks like it.
How about Tom?
Oh, I haven't heard anything. But I expect I'm the least of his worries.
Yeah, probably. Oh, and these are the other thing I was going to ask about.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, where did you say you found them?
Mum spotted them in the greenhouse.
Oh, are they feeding all right?
Yeah, yeah. Ben says they love Tig's dog food.
Well, they can't be that far off looking after themselves.
That's what your dad thought.
Well, they'll need a few days outside first, if you can rig up a pen.
Oh, OK. I'll put the boys onto it. Although Ben's going to miss them when they go. He's absolutely smitten.
It's been one blessed thing after another.
I've been warning Tom about it for a while.
But the heat seal pad's fixed now.
Yeah, the chap's got it working perfectly.
So, how long do you think, Morris?
Packing the bangers. Maybe an hour, with both of us here.
That's not too bad.
Is the paperwork all done now?
Fingers crossed.
These inspections are a real pain, aren't they?
That's why it's so good of you coming back this evening.
I had nothing much on. Thursday is usually light opera night.
Oh, very civilised.
Yeah, but I'm happy to sacrifice Deflated Mouse to try and rescue something from the wreckage.
Oh, a proper glitter ball.
Yeah, Josh helped with the disco party banners.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to be a few minutes early, Clary. Give you a chance to take it in before the crowd gets here.
It's lovely. Oh, but when I think of all the trouble I'm causing...
Oh, rubbish.
Especially you and Ruth, David.
Oh, no, no, no. Getting my glam rock gear out is never a problem.
It's a great wig.
Thank you.
Ah, but you want to be careful with them flares, David Archer.
Sorry, Joe?
Well, you flap any harder, they'll start their own weather system.
Oh, well, I'm impressed with you three. Ah. Now, you're from ABBA, aren't you?
Agnetha.
Right. And you're Clint Eastwood?
Ah, that's right.
Yep, there's a real whiff of the Wild West about you.
Ah, well, it'll be Bartleby. I made the poncho into one of his old blankets, oh.
Now, I'm still trying to place you, though, Eddie. I know the hairstyle and the velvet jacket from somewhere. But...
He still ain't told me.
Here's something you missed, Clattery.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, you've got to see this.
We got them together earlier in the week.
You made him swear not to say nothing about it.
Oh! It's lovely.
Have a proper look.
Oh, look the way Georgie's got Holly sitting next to him.
It's a great photo.
Yeah, you think, Kira?
Does she look happy?
Yeah.
Holding little Poppy.
It took ages getting them to stay still.
I'll bet.
Was Mia being camera shy?
No.
Well, I was going to say, she ain't usually.
Oh, she was nervous, that's all.
What for?
Oh, well, Jake had just dropped Adele.
Well, the ferret?
Yeah, you see her tail sticking out, yeah? Right behind Mia's ankles. Oh, isn't that a sight for sore eyes, eh?
Well, once we got a system going...
Oh, yeah.
We've really pressed on.
Not many more now. But you take my point, Tony. I say he'd have been better off biting the bullet and going through with
it. I'm not sure about that.
Why not? Keep up the front for a day, wait till the spotlight's off, then get a lawyer.
Well, I'm not saying he did things the right way.
It'd have been easier in the long run. No one bats an eyelid at divorce these days.
It would have made the whole wedding a charade.
Yes, but in my experience, a lot of marriages are anyway.
Oh, no, things didn't work out for you and Marlene.
Complete sham for years.
So you said.
A polite facade masking a swamp of despair.
Some marriages work, Morris, most of the time.
Oh, yeah, a few scrape through, but I'm talking about the vast majority.
How many more packs to go?
Only these few.
Oh, I don't suppose I could...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you get off, if you want.
Is that all right?
I'll have these packed and stacked in no time.
If I didn't have to change first...
Oh, don't worry, I'll lock up.
Oh, thanks. Though, with the inspection looming, I don't much feel like dressing as John Travolta.
Oh, don't be like that, Tony. We've cracked on so well here. I thought you'd be right in the party mood.
Shula says he's getting used to the early start.
Oh, I imagine it is early at Sandhurst.
Yeah.
Can I tempt you to a slice of cheese law?
I love the way all these new treats keep appearing.
It's the hostess trolley. It's been a godsend.
You know, it's like being in a time warp. Well, for those of us who remember the 70s. Tie-dye jeans, suede hot pants.
Yes, I don't know what Spring's thinking of, but you're certainly playing your part. It's a super wig.
Oh, thank you.
I love the glittery stars on your cheeks.
Well, if you're going to do a thing, you know, do it properly. Ooh, what do we got back here?
Curried eggs.
Ah, I'll have one of those.
I was admiring the larkspur and penstemons in your kitchen.
Oh, is that what they are?
I assume they're Jill's handiwork.
Yeah, she's filling the house with flowers. Ooh. Tuna salad, excellent. I'll have some of that as well.
And what a lovely surprise, the hoglets. David?
Hmm?
You're dipping your boa in the guacamole.
Oh, sorry. I presume that's why you haven't dressed up.
Excuse me?
Since you're helping Mum with the catering, best to be practical. Come as you are.
David, my hair alone took half an hour to arrange.
Oh!
I'm Beverly. From Abigail's party.
Right, time to stop enjoying yourselves for a few minutes. It's all right. I know I can't keep you away from the Black Forest ghetto for long.
Yeah, Grandad's left then, ain't you?
We've already thanked our hosts, David and Ruth. They couldn't have been kinder, lending us the barn.
Hear, hear!
You haven't seen the bill yet.
And I'm sure we all agree poor Blocker's doing a great job with the music.
Hooray!
But we haven't heard anything about the birthday girl yet.
Oh, no!
Don't worry, I ain't going to sing Happy Birthday.
Shame!
That'll come later. But what I'd like to do is tell her why we're holding this party. Why we all think she's so special.
Hey! Oh, Eddie, it's embarrassing. Look,
I don't have the words to tell her how I really feel about her, but luckily, someone else does. Someone my Clary had a real soft spot for back in the day. A certain Mr. Charles Aznavour. Hit it, Paul. She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, may be the treasure, the price I have to pay.
That's who Eddie's
she
dressed
may be
up
the song
as.
That summer scene.
He's my very own
may
Charles Aznavour.
We word if you'd ever get it.
And ain't just Dad and Grandad who think you're wonderful, Mum? We all do.
Hmm. Oh, well, yum.
Right, now come and join the rest of us for a bit.
She may be the beauty of the beast, may be the famine of the feast, may turn each day into a heaven.
And now she's lost her dobro, Claire, in a spoon-related incident.
Spoon-related?
Oh, she wasn't clear on the details, but he can't flex his fingers like he used to.
Hard luck, Jolene.
I know. She's still determined to press on.
Elizabeth started to rev up for the festival.
It'll be good business for Lower Loxley.
Yeah, she's going to Greenbury Fields next month.
Oh, I've heard good things about that. I wouldn't mind looking in myself.
You're gadding about all over at the moment, aren't you, Linda?
Am I?
Lillian says the two of you are off to the Chelsea Flower Show on Tuesday.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, Robert can't come. He's doing some IT work for an old friend. So when Lillian said she was interested...
He was full of it while I was talking to her a moment ago.
You got a crime to solve, have you? You're looking for Mr. Randall?
Pardon?
Or was it Opkirk? I can't ever remember which one was deceased. Well, isn't that what the white suit's for?
Oh!
He's John Travolta.
Never. That was the general idea.
Didn't you see him dancing to Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah, well, that wasn't much of a clue.
Never mind, Tony.
I thought you danced splendidly, Tony.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, you know that missus of yourn has fallen asleep by the hay bale?
Is she?
Yeah, quite a few are starting to flag.
Yes, Nick and Emma have taken the children home.
I'd better make a move as well.
Oh, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
Well, I'd say the same, but you're not going to need it, mate. You'll breeze through the inspection.
I could go on dancing forever.
You'll get another chance soon. You might be dancing in the aisle.
Pardon?
Have a look at these.
Oh, not something else.
See what you think.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh. You missed him in the 70s, so it's time you caught up.
We're going to the Albert Hall. To see Charles Aznavour.
It's your last chance. Oh. It's farewell tour again.
Oh, you've been so good to me.
It's what you deserve.
Oh.
No. Haven't you been listening, love? To everything folk have said tonight. Don't it mean something? They all wanted to share your special day with you.
Of course it does.
And if you'd known when you was young, you'd grow up to be one of the most loved and respected people in the whole of Ambridge. Would you really have been disappointed how it's turned out?
No. No, I wouldn't, Eddie. I couldn't be happier or prouder.
Honestly.
I've got you, the children and the grandchildren. Oh, I wouldn't swap that for nothing. Mwah. I must be the luckiest woman in the old wide world.
You've done well to get around so quickly, Tony.
I had to drive like a lunatic.
I thought you wouldn't be back till after she got here.
She?
Lindsay Peters. She texted. She's on her way.
Oh, let's see if we can get the van cleared first.
So, all the independents have got their sausages?
Yes, and Morris is at Sawyer's taking care of the Bellinghams' pick-up.
Oh, he's putting in so many extra hours.
Yeah, we're all having our lives turned upside down. And you know what I really resent, Pat?
Don't get yourself in a state before the inspection.
I'm only saying. I've had 3 calls already this morning, 2 from suppliers, 1 from the deli in Westbury.
Oh.
All wanting to know why they can't reach Tom.
What did you tell them?
I said if he's not picking up, text him. There's nothing we can do.
You weren't rude.
No. I was perfectly civil.
We've got to keep things going while he's away.
I simply made it clear they need to deal with him, not us.
Are you looking for the brush?
Oh, it brings back too many memories from when we lost John.
I know. Buyers for the pork, dealing with refunds. And Tom and Haley did it all.
Yeah, but this is different, Pat. John was gone. Tom's here to cope with his own messages.
I couldn't stop thinking about him last night.
I know. You were very subdued at the party.
I hope I didn't spoil things for Clary.
Oh, no. She was having the time of her life.
Well, it seemed to go well.
Except for my dancing.
Tony?
Yeah?
Leave that. I think this is her.
I thought you might like a quick look while they're having a break.
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm intrigued.
Oh, better not go right in while the floor's up, Adam.
Well, they won't mind.
Well, I will, when you trail dirt back into the house.
All right, Mum. Well, they've been hard at it.
Oh, yes. The two Steves are doughty workers. So's Buddy when he's here.
Thought they'd be further on with the wall sockets.
Ah, yeah.
How's Brian bearing up?
Oh, surprisingly well.
Oh, that's good.
Until we hit a bump this morning, that is.
This is...
the Dell.
And we agree on approximately 40?
There should be 42, Lindsay.
Well, give or take one or two hiding in the arks.
Yes.
Tom's very careful with the stock rate.
You don't think they're getting a little low on green forage in here?
We were actually going to move them this week, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
We ran out of time. The fact is, we've had a few problems.
Minor ones. Our son would normally have done it.
Tom?
That's right. He's...
He's having a few days off. It was arranged before we knew about the inspection.
I see.
We told him to go anyway. We thought we'd manage ourselves.
But you haven't been able to?
Well, you know how it is. It never rains, but it pours.
In what way?
Well, Tom's usual pigman's taken a couple of days' leave.
Shearing business.
And our other standby, the chap who supplies some of the wieners, was too busy for once.
When's your son due back?
Oh, we'll move them before then, won't we, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. They're going into Ashmead. We'll show you on the way to the office.
Please, but it's not a major issue. As long as you've got the situation in hand...
Oh, she's had one inquiry, but as soon as Alice explained why she's auctioning the dresses, the buyer lost interest.
How long are they up for sale?
Till a week on Sunday, I think.
She might need a better backstory. Broken dreams don't sell.
Do you see what Buddy means?
Oh, yeah. It was a real botch.
The waste outlet must have been at such a tight angle.
Yeah, that's what he said. And if we plumb the new sink in like that, it'll clog up in no time.
How long before they finish the trench?
Oh, not long. It's not complicated. Oh, look. Use the dust sheet, Adam.
Okay.
Buddy says they should have the sink in early next week, Tuesday at the latest.
And I'm sure they'll make a good job of it. Clean enough for you?
Just like Brian. You have to trample around and see for yourself.
And I'm about to trample around Broadfield. See if the soil's warm enough to start drilling maize.
Charlie's still being difficult about the seed beds.
No, he says they're fine enough now.
He took some convincing.
It's a hard taskmaster. But at least he's hands-on, not chained to a desk.
Yeah. What, Charlie?
Yeah.
Whew, you've changed your tune.
Well, I suppose everybody's getting used to him.
Well, most people understand what he's about. They managed to ruffle Rob's feathers the other day.
Oh, did he?
Something to do with time management. I didn't get involved.
Quite right.
Not my job to settle fights on the playground. Rob will soon get used to a new face in charge.
Well, if I'm going to keep him happy, I'd better get moving myself.
You're not staying to admire the bombsite?
Oh, Brian.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Especially the archaeological dig in the corner.
Look, Buddy explained about the waste pipe.
I'm not sure if they've located Troy yet.
Or your missing sense of proportion.
Bye, darling.
See you.
It's all very well talking about proportion. He's got the comforts of home cooking to look forward to.
Oh, what are you after this time?
Any coffee on the go?
I thought so.
If there isn't, I'm perfectly happy to go to the cloakroom, fill the kettle, hunt round for the cafetiere.
It's by the microwave.
See if there's a clean spoon anywhere, not appropriated by either of the Steves.
Would you like me to make you a coffee?
Oh, well, if you're making one anyway.
I'm happy to do it.
Thanks, Jenny.
In return for a few minutes of your time, we need to talk light and shade.
If you've finished with those, Lindsay, I've got the movement records.
No, just a second, please. This invoice is from Elbury Feed.
Elbury?
It can't be.
They're not an approved supplier.
It's addressed to Tom Archer.
Oh, must be a mix-up. He doesn't buy non-organic.
Do you mind if we go to the feed store to check?
Oh, you are back.
Only just... I forgot to take this to the pub.
You promised we'd look at colour charts together.
I was coming straight over, Jenny.
As soon as you got in.
I had to pick up my emails, that's all. Though I thought we covered most of the ground this morning with the tester pots.
Oh, that was merely scratching the surface.
Was it?
Yeah, well, now you've had coffee, you've had lunch, so no more excuses.
No, I'm looking forward to this.
Brian, you'll be the first to complain if you don't like the walls.
Why don't you sit down?
Now, it'd be useful to be online as well.
Yes, all right.
Now, this site first.
Okay.
Was the ball busy?
No, it's very quiet. You should have come. I spent most of the time chatting to Jolene.
No, we're not interested in pastels.
She told me she's been trying to reunite the Midnight Walkers.
Oh, heaven knows why.
You gave up when she heard her rhythm guitarist in trouble for smuggling geckos.
Ah, that's what we want.
She's finally accepted the Walkers will walk no more.
Look at the top line on the chart or on screen.
Spoiled for choice.
And compare the ice white to the light white.
All right.
I was leaning towards one of those and till I saw the off-white.
That's...
Well, it's the next row down.
Got it.
It could actually work very well in the kitchen.
Yes.
Except Kingsley says it tends to look slightly blue than a north light.
Does it?
Mm. But you can't really tell here, can you?
Perhaps he could turn the house round for us.
Mm?
Sorry, darling.
In which case, we might be better considering country white. There.
Oh, yes.
A touch more warmth, see?
Warmth, yes.
Do you like it better than the apple white?
Or
Borsetshire white. Or even white within white.
It's hard to decide.
Oh, come on, Brian, you must have an opinion.
I honestly don't know, Jenny. I mean, they all look rather white to me. Don't they make colours anymore?
It'll be for Colin Temple or one of the other ready meal suppliers.
So this is all your pig feed?
Yes.
I'd better take a quick look.
Colin provides pork for the ready meals, which isn't organic.
Tom will have got some sort of deal on it, I suppose.
Then passed it on to Colin or whoever.
I don't think so. This is Elbury and it's open.
Oh.
Must have been a mistake.
Quite a big mistake. So are these.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of empty feed sacks.
I don't know how it's happened. Tom's usually so careful.
Well, however it got here, it's obviously gone out to the herd.
Lindsay, it's no excuse, but we've been through a nightmare. Our son was due to get married 3 weeks ago. He called it off at the last minute, terribly upset.
He was in a dreadful state. Perhaps he has slipped up for once.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you said everything else was fine.
Well, yes, it is.
You're happy with the suckler herd, the dairy, the veg?
But now I'm here, I can't overlook this.
Oh, no.
Oh, he should definitely be made aware of it.
I'm afraid it's more serious than that. I have to report the breach of standards to the certification committee.
You have to?
I'm afraid I do.
What'll happen?
I'm going to recommend suspension of organic status for your pig enterprise.
What?
The committee will look at my report on Tuesday and notify you of their decision.
But if Tom loses organic status, has half his business gone?
Please, you can't do that.
This is a serious breach, Mrs. Archer.
Can't we appeal?
Well, there is an appeals procedure, but it'd be best to hear the committee's decision first.
Oh, Lord.
Now... If you'll excuse me, I ought to make a start on my report.
Yeah.
I know my way back to the car.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Look, they'll be in touch after the meeting.
How on earth? Tom knows the rules.
I don't understand.
Why didn't Jazza say anything?
He won't have noticed. We should have.
How? We haven't had a minute to spare. Why didn't you let me tell her about Tom when she got here?
So she didn't start looking for problems from the outset.
Well, that didn't work.
And neither will blaming each other now.
No.
Well, at least it won't affect the ready meals. They'll be all right when he comes back.
He'll lose the sausages, the bacon, the pork. We've got to get hold of him.
Let me ring.
And what about the rest of the farm? Our status?
Well, you don't think... They can't take... organic away from everything else.
Why not? In Lindsay's eyes, we clearly can't be trusted now. What the hell was he thinking, Pat?
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.